pharmacies at SelectQuote.com.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Kansas lawmakers approved a policy early this morning requiring abortion providers and pharmacists to inform patients of an unproven treatment to reverse the first drug used in a medication abortion. It was one of several measures on abortion the Republican-controlled legislature sent to Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's desk less than a year after Kansas voters overwhelmingly supported preserving the state constitutional protection for abortion. And a child's 911 call prompts school lockdown in southwest Kansas. J.P. Bizette has more.
An 8-year-old boy used his mother's phone to call 911 and reported that there was a man at the high school with a gun dictating the Dodge City High School to go on lockdown. The police quickly responded, but they found that there was no man with a gun. They traced the call to the boy's house, and he admitted to making the call as a joke. The police have taken him into custody and plan to evaluate if he needs any assistance.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TAP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TAP to 321-321. That's TAP to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Kansas legislature officially passed a bill removing state agency fees for concealed carry licenses. The Senate voted 27-10 to adopt the conference committee report for House Sub for SB 116 on Wednesday, sending it to the governor's desk. The amended legislation passed the House 86-37 on Wednesday morning. The bill would eliminate $100 from the total concealed carry license issuance fee, which is currently set at $132.50. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach released a statement praising legislators for taking action to pass the bill, saying Kansans should not have to pay the state a fee in order to exercise a constitutional right. He said that we don't have to buy a license to exercise our right to speak. Churchgoers do not pay the state in order to attend church, and lawful gun owners shouldn't have to pay for the privilege of bearing arms in a manner that is the most common way of carrying in the 21st century. Kobach proposed the elimination of the $100 fee charged by the Office of the Attorney General to process the application for a concealed carry license during his 2022 campaign for Attorney General. And he said the vote fulfills that campaign promise, making Kansas the second state in the United States to eliminate the concealed carry license fee. He added that county sheriffs will continue to collect a $32.50 fee for their part in the concealed carry license process. The proposal would also remove a $16 fee paid to the Kansas Department of Revenue for the issuance and renewal of the concealed carry license card, and it will get rid of the $25 fee paid to renew the license and the $15 late fee for failure to renew the license. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly will have just a few weeks before veto session on April 26th to decide whether to veto the bill. The House would need 84 votes to override a veto, and 27 votes is needed in the Senate. Kansas is in a drought, and a bad one, as the U.S. Drought Monitor's most recent update shows most of the western half of the state is in the deep red exceptional drought level. And Lucas Haig, an agronomist with the K-State Extension in Colby, said there are fairly serious conditions across the whole High Plains region. Haig said the lack of moisture has nearly destroyed the region's winter wheat crop, and now it's threatening corn and sorghum because of how little moisture there is in the ground. He said a failed crop with less residue leads to a higher probability of another failed crop, and it doesn't take just an average year, it takes an above average year of precipitation to pull out of that spiral. Extension agents say that unless you have irrigation, there's not a lot that you can do to counter the dry conditions. And Haig said that farmers are already irrigating their fields, though that also runs some risk for farmers in trying to save what they've planted or are starting to plan ahead. If you're running irrigation now and we stay dry all year, there's a chance that you may run out before it gets to that pollination, that grain filling, when water is really needed. And Haig warns that with more farmers running their water this early out west, it will put a huge strain on the Ogallala Aquifer. As of Thursday, Reno County was one of the final places in Kansas where you could still get gas for under $3 a gallon, and that's likely to not continue for long. Sean Stewart with AAA Kansas said they've started to see gas prices again on the rise, fueled by a couple of things. First of all is robust demand, as demand seems to be rebounding, as is typical because this time of the year, they start seeing more people out driving as the weather improves. Second, there was also an unexpected event that happened in the last few days that caused crude oil prices to rise. On Sunday, OPEC and other major oil producers, including Russia, known as OPEC Plus, announced a voluntary agreement to slash their output by just over 1 million barrels per day through the end of 2023. Stewart said they've seen oil prices rise about $6 a barrel from where it was a week ago, coming in at over the $80 mark. And that's part of the ongoing equation because oil prices directly impact the prices that are seen in gasoline at the pumps, with over half of the price of a gallon of gas being set by the price of the oil that it was made from. Stewart said the summer blend gasoline is also entering into the system, which is a little bit more expensive, so it also adds a few additional cents to the gas price. Finally, Stewart said that the one thing that could lower pump prices is if worldwide demand remains sluggish due to fears of a potential recession. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. Five doctors and five advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience in helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to begin a field survey for a proposed bridge replacement project along U.S. 36 in eastern Phillips County starting the week of April 17th. The bridge, which spans the Kyle Railroad, is located approximately 13 miles east of the U.S. 183 junction, or 2 miles east of Agra. The activities will include the use of survey instruments on the ground to determine locations of existing features within the survey corridor, and the Kansas Department of Transportation expects the work to be complete in early July. A member of the survey crew will contact property owners or tenants for permission to enter private property if access is needed. John Summers of JEO will oversee the survey for the Kansas Department of Transportation. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Public Affairs Manager Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. The Norton Regional Health Foundation Board of Directors has named Carol Hale as its new executive director, and Hale brings 10 years of experience working in the Norton community, both professionally as the grant coordinator for the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas's Pathways to a Healthy Kansas program, and personally with a passion for arts, civic interest, and volunteerism. Hale said she's honored to be joining the Norton Regional Health Foundation as the executive director. She said while working throughout the Norton community, she's always respected the work of the foundation with its focus on supporting the health and wellness of the community through philanthropic endeavors at the Norton County Hospital and in projects throughout the county. She added that she's thrilled to be learning from Katie Wagner through this transition and excited to continue her work in fostering relationships in the community. Hale assumed the role starting April 1st, with the former executive director, Katie Wagner, taking on a mentorship role to assist Hale in transitioning to her new role. Hale will continue to carry out duties as the grant coordinator for Pathways, while also learning the day-to-day functions of the foundation and meeting with donors and community partners. After 7 years serving as the communications director for the Norton County Hospital and the executive director of the Norton Regional Health Foundation, Katie Wagner announced her resignation from her roles to pursue an exciting new opportunity. Hale said the Norton Regional Health Foundation Board of Directors and the Norton County Hospital staff have expressed sincere gratitude for all that Katie has done to build the foundation while also being the voice of the Norton County Hospital. She said everyone will miss her and they wish her the best in her new endeavors. The Norton Regional Health Foundation Board of Directors includes President Terry Nelson, Vice President Jill Edgett, and Secretary Treasurer Karen Griffiths, along with Jill Hall, Megan Kieswetter, Jennifer Miller, and Chris Tanner. The foundation is officed within the Norton County Hospital, and for more information, you can visit their website at ntcohosp.com. Northern Valley Junior High Boys track coach Jim Cole reported that on April 6th, the Northern Valley Junior High Boys traveled to Norton for their first track meet of the season, and 10 schools competed in the always competitive Norton Invitational. The Northern Valley 6th and 7th grade boys did well, placing 5th as a team, scoring 52 points. The Huskies won 4 medals on the day, with Tate Talheim winning the gold medal in the pole vault, and Tate Talheim, Lucas Hansen, Cash Compton, and Griffin McKinney winning the gold medal in the 4x2 relay. Griffin McKinney threw well in the shot, placing 2nd, and Lucas Hansen ran hard in the 200, placing 3rd. The two Northern Valley 8th grade boys also competed hard on the day, with Wyatt Compton placing 4th in the 100 hurdles. The Northern Valley 8th grade boys team placed 10th. The Huskies have 2 meets next week at Oberlin and Stockton. Funeral services for Maris Brooks, 98 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, Saturday, April 8th, at the United Methodist Church in Clayton. Interment will follow at the Clayton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 1 to 7 p.m. today, Friday, April 7th, at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, with the family greeting friends from 5 to 7 p.m. Memorial contributions may be made to the Clayton United Methodist Church or Clayton Cemetery and may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
New Age Industrial is a proud supporter of Norton County and the surrounding communities. Not only do we take great pride in our high-quality aluminum products, we are also one of the largest employers in Northwest Kansas, promoting growth and innovation throughout the area. We applaud our local schools, organizations, and businesses for all of their hard work and continued success in making Norton County a great place to manufacture our Made in the USA equipment. For more information, visit us online at newageindustrial.com. Wellhead Systems Incorporated is impressed with the Hill City Spring sports teams and applauds the athletes on always working hard. Best of luck at the events this week. Ring next. Wellhead Systems Incorporated, located at 710 West McVeigh in Hill City. Call them at 785-421-2255. Northern Valley Unified School District 212 applauds the Huskies spring sports teams for their hard work and exceptional sportsmanship. Good luck at sporting events, boys and girls, from the faculty, staff, and administration at Northern Valley Unified School District 212. Proud of all our student athletes.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A big area of high pressure will cover the Central Plains for the next few days, so our weather pattern looks nice for Kansas through the upcoming weekend. Daytime highs will keep warming up. 60s across the state today. We'll have some 70s tomorrow and again on Sunday. As far as precipitation, we'll get low rain chances until maybe Sunday night and Monday, when we might get a few showers from a quick cold front, but overall things look dry for our state at least through Sunday. Little breezy today, especially in the western counties, and combined with the dry air and warm temperatures, we'll have fire weather conditions for most of western and up through north central Kansas. On the map, heading into the afternoon, high pressure is set up over our state. We also have a strong high building in the Intermountain States and extending into the Central Rockies, and we have a pretty big low-pressure lee trough to our west. That'll effectively block any storm systems coming into the Central Plains for a while. Sunny, mild, and breezy for our region through the afternoon, with that fire weather warning posted for all of the western and up through the north central counties. Overnight looks clear. No big changes on Saturday except for warmer temperatures, and the wind will be a little bit more gusty, especially in the western counties. For Sunday, high pressure stays in place, and we'll also have that low pressure lee trough, and that'll keep things very warm. We'll get into the 70s statewide with mostly sunny skies. A quick cold front will move through Sunday night into Monday, and we might get a few showers. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, upper 60s with mid to upper 30s overnight. Mid to upper 60s north central, and tonight we're in the mid to upper 30s. Mid 60s northeast and mid 30s for the overnight hours. Southwest, mid to upper 60s, and tonight we're in the mid 30s. Mid 60s south central, mid to upper 30s for the overnight. And for the southeast counties, mid 60s this afternoon and mid 30s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades have taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultra Boss, Synergize D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stockgard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight high. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3 quarters. December up a quarter, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and 3 quarters. March up 10 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Therapy. Side effects may include foot tapping, singing, and the occasional flashback.
Thanks for listening to KQNKAM and FM.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no.